Up to a quarter of American women will experience mental illness during pregnancy or after childbirth, but there is still substantial stigma associated with postpartum depression and anxiety. The film Dark Side of the Full Moon explores maternal mental health through interviews with mothers, doctors, midwives, and scholars. A free screening is scheduled for this Sunday evening to close out the American Association of Birth Centers annual conference, which is in town this weekend. As part of our Bridges to Health initiative, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed spoke with the film's producer, Jennifer Silliman.
You developed severe anxiety while you were still pregnant with your daughter, Allison, who's now 7. Can you describe that experience?
I was very confused about what was happening to me because, one, I really wasn't depressed, and two, I hadn't had my baby yet. So, you know, that plunge of hormones that they talk about after delivery hadn't happened. So I was having thoughts of somebody attacking my stomach with a knife, basically. And, you know, my whole thought process was, well, once I'm not pregnant anymore, I won't have those thoughts, because the thoughts were very specific to my large belly that I had at the time. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case. And 3 more months went by. It wasn't until right before my 30th birthday, and she would have been turning 3 months old, that I finally told my husband what was going on. I had been seeing a therapist since December. She was born in October. And I never really talked about the thoughts that I was having, because I really thought that they were going to think that I wanted to hurt her, which was not anything like that at all. It was just that I couldn't get those thoughts out of my head. So when I finally told my husband what was going on, you know, he was able to convince me to call my therapist. So I was able to get an emergency psych appointment the very next day, and I was placed on medication. And I continued with my therapy. And one of the things that he had mentioned to me was, one, you should find a support group to go to. It would probably be really important for you to connect with other moms who may have experienced what you experienced. And then the second thing that he said to me, which I will absolutely never forget, was that I should be very careful who I share my story with, because some people may judge you and may actually think that you really wanted to hurt your baby. And so you need to be really careful with who you tell. And that stuck with me forever, because when I started learning about mental health in general, and then especially mental health surrounding motherhood, the biggest reason why parents and families and mothers don't speak out is because there's such a stigma surrounding mental health. And so I thought to myself, wow, what a disservice that therapist did by telling me to not share my story and not talk about it with my friends. I kept those thoughts hidden for 6 months, and I almost lost my life.
In the film, you talk to women who say that one of the things that compounded the stigma and shame they felt around their mental illness was this preconceived notion that they had about motherhood, that it would be a breeze, that it would be the most natural thing in the world. And then when it wasn't, they felt really bad about that. So where do women get this idea that motherhood is going to be easy?
Well, I think the media does a really great job of only putting out the good, as far as magazines and how we talk about celebrities and social media in general, you know, and even our close friends. I mean, I had many friends that have children that never spoke about there being a tough time. I mean, perhaps it was, yeah, you're not going to sleep a lot for like the first 3 or 4 months until they start sleeping through the night, but you know, you get used to it. And I mean, but when I came out with what I had gone through, I was shocked at the amount of Facebook messages that I received from friends who I knew very well that had experienced similar things either during their pregnancy or afterwards. And they either never said anything because they were scared of what the other person would think or say, or they didn't even know that there was a name for it, because a very large percentage of women actually don't suffer from depression. They suffer from the anxiety and the intrusive thoughts, and they just literally sometimes think they're just going crazy.
You've talked to women who've experienced a wide variety of mental health complications during and after pregnancy, which all tend to get lumped together as postpartum depression in the popular imagination, and really only feeds into misconceptions about it. So can you talk about the different types of mental illness women may experience?
They can have anything from depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder with intrusive thoughts, There also is bipolar onset from pregnancy. So women, you know, develop bipolar simply from being pregnant and or childbirth, and then they live with bipolar then for the rest of their life and they're medicated. But when you get to psychosis, it's very, very different. You know, the mothers that develop psychosis are mothers that really do lose touch with reality. You know, they have that break in reality, which is a clear distinction between someone who is depressed and someone who is psychotic. And, you know, that was one of my fears personally coming out with my intrusive thoughts, thinking, well, they're going to think that I'm psychotic and that I really do, you know, want to hurt myself, or, you know, when she was born, I want to hurt my baby, which is not what I wanted to do. You know, women that have psychosis don't necessarily feel that they're, what they want to do is wrong. And we see that in many cases that have been publicized in the media, you know, that they really thought they were doing were saving their children.
What can the partners, family, and friends of new mothers and pregnant women who are experiencing these symptoms do to support them and, more importantly, lift the stigma?
Be supportive and listen. Obviously, don't be judgmental. Believe what she's saying to you. And don't tell her that it's normal. That is the biggest thing. You don't want to hear that. As a new mom who is suffering so badly from something, you don't want to hear that, well, this is normal. This is how people feel when they're pregnant, or this is how people feel when they just had a baby. If somebody would have told me that what I was experiencing was normal, I think I probably would have ended my life right after that meeting, because if that was going to be my new normal, I wouldn't have survived. Nobody can deal with depression like that and whatnot. I think what a lot of people want to hope that it is the baby blues. And 80% of moms are going to experience a little bit of an emotional adjustment after they have their baby. I mean, that is completely normal, and that is not a mental health condition. Moms can experience actually the same symptoms with baby blues as they can with depression. But the biggest difference between those two things are the baby blues don't last longer than 2, maybe 3 weeks, and your symptoms get better every day. They don't get worse. And with depression, your symptoms get worse.
Jennifer Silliman, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.